Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Oh, mama, the drama. It's a great day to kick back with the Amy Beth Arkley Show with, in together, a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Yes, our annual send-up to moms. We will feature songs about moms, songs for moms. Thank you for requests and dedications. And yeah, don't worry, a motherload of pop culture commentary, politically speaking, of course. Lots of people already chiming in via Facebook, some on Twitter. We're going to get to it, I promise. The eating tour is over. John Kasich couldn't hold out for another 10 pounds. Dang, Trump clinched without even clinching. What was all that talk about the contested convention about anyway? We'll talk all about it. No problem. Hey, if you're listening live, it is May 6th, Friday, May 6th, 9 a.m. at West, 11 Central, noon here in the East. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Please feel free to join us. Also, Twitter, of course, 24/7 at AB Writes. Facebook page open. The show today being brought to you in part by Old Navy. Style up with savings at Old Navy. Proud to have them as sponsor. They're in the thick of it, too, in the pop culture convo. We'll talk about that. Also by Geico. Find out how 15 minutes or less can save you 15% or more on your car insurance at geico.com. And by PopNet, arts, culture, and conversation on air, online. PopNet is on 24/7 and now features select editions of the Amy Beth Arkley Show. So we're going to get to all of the stuff that we just mentioned and then some. First, let's kick things off. We rock and roll and dance our way back to the 70s. And I'll tell you, if your mama and daddy weren't dancing then, they still aren't. Let's kick things off with Loggins and Messina on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Welcome aboard.
Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. We need you to know.
Excited as I can be, considering I was up half the night. Someone was talking gibberish in their sleep.
Mom, I wasn't asleep. I was sitting on the edge of your bed telling you all about my hopes and my dreams. What a drag it is getting old. Kids are different today. I hear every mother say, mother needs something today to calm her down. And though she's not really ill, there's a little yellow pill. She goes running for the shelter of her mother's little helper, and it helps her on her way, gets her through her busy day. Things are different today. I hear every mother say, cooking fresh food for her husband's just a drag. So she buys an instant cake, and she buys a frozen steak, and goes running for the shelter of her mother's little helper, and to help her on her way, get her through her busy day. Doctor, please, some more of these outside the door. She's due for more. What a drag it is getting old. Men just aren't the same today. I hear every mother say they just don't appreciate that you get tired. They're so hard to satisfy. You can tranquilize. So go running for the shelter of a mother's little helper, and for help you through the night, help to minimize your plight. Doctor, please, some more of these outside the door. She took for more. What a drag it is getting old. Much too hard today. I hear every mother say the pursuit of happiness just seems a bore. And if you take more of those, you will get an overdose. No more running for the shelter of a mother's little helper. They've just helped you on your way through your busy dying day.
Yes, Mother.
Waterloo, ABBA on the Amy Beth Arkley Show for Ted Cruz, who met his in Indiana. And, yeah, they do have a Waterloo there, apparently. That one for Dean, who says his mama is a big ABBA fan. So there you go. Thank you, Dean, for chiming in. Mama said from the Shirelles, Forgotten 45 for Bryn, and Mother's Little Helper from the Stones, Rockin' and Rollin' and Dancing with the with Locke and Messina, and Your Mama Don't Dance. Your daddy, he don't rock and roll. Welcome to the new Republican Party 2016. Dissension amongst the ranks. Paul Ryan yesterday said he's not quite ready to endorse and support the presumptive nominee, Donald Trump. Wow. That was pretty harsh stuff out there. There's a lot of folks still holding out. They're not going for Trump in the Republican Party. But I want to know, whatever happened to all this talk about the contested convention? I mean, the guy clinched without clinching. He doesn't have 1237 yet, but Ted Cruz saw the handwriting on the wall and just gave up in Indiana. And John Kasich, I guess the eating tour is over. He didn't want to put on another 20 pounds. I don't get it. We were hoping for that commotion and that nonsense in the summer. Not going to happen. Or what is going to happen? Now there's some folks like Ben Sasse from Nebraska, a senator out there, who can support Trump. He's never Trump, always will be never Trump. And he wants a third-party option, another conservative candidate, maybe him, maybe somebody else. Who knows? That works for the Democrats, perhaps. But, you know, the other day I was in my usual coffee house chatting with some folks, and you can get a lot of information and disinformation in your coffee house clutches, as you well know, I'm sure. Not our coffee clutches on the radio, of course. We're all about saying it like it is. You know what I mean? Anyway, and somebody said, well, why are you so upset? I mean, first of all, it's inevitable. We knew he was going to get the nomination, perhaps. But secondly, what changes now that he has a nomination? You're not for him anyway because you're not a Republican. And you know what changed? And another person chimed in, well, he's not really a true Republican, therefore, what's the big deal? He's probably more liberal than Ted Cruz, certainly, or somebody else. And, you know, all of that may be true. And I have never voted for a Republican for president. Probably never will, but who knows? I mean, I'm open to it, certainly, if it's the right person and the right plan. I didn't support George W. Bush. I didn't support Mitt Romney. But I didn't think of these people as deplorable people. I don't care what Donald Trump's real politics are. Nobody knows because he doesn't really have an ideology. He's all about personality. He's all about his own ego, and he filters everything through his own id. I mean, the man is not suitable to be president by temperament or by the things he said, and that's what bothers me. So whether he'll turn out to have more liberal policies or not is irrelevant. I have said this from the beginning. He should have been off that stage months ago. He should not be the presumptive nominee. I mean, not any of the others. There are a couple other kooks in the mix, too. But there were some people that were staunch Republicans, staunch conservatives, people I wouldn't have voted for, but would not necessarily have been embarrassed by their presence on the stage, would not necessarily feel let down. Like John Kasich, for example. I know he didn't have a chance, but he was holding out hope to get to that convention. At least the man is decent and not nuts and hasn't said bigoted, misogynistic things, not just for the last 9-10 months, but for his entire career, his entire life. This is what we're talking about, Trump. The man will turn 70 in June, next month. Is he suddenly going to become more presidential? He's going to show himself. He'll act more presidential. This is what he keeps saying. I'll be acting so presidential, you'll be bored with me. Are you kidding me? I'm going to act. I mean, maybe it's all an act for everybody. I don't know. But the fact that he's broken down that fourth wall and announced it and that people are buying it is so Emperor's New Clothes, it would be hilarious and intriguing if it weren't so depressing and scary, frankly. That's my take. What's yours? Twitter feed AB Wright's phone line 347-857-4505. Should you be listening live on Friday, May 6th? And, of course, we have the Facebook page, which is pretty busy today. Lots of folks chiming in. A couple of people are mad at Bernie Sanders for a change. As if it's his fault, right? I mean, yeah, he should get out. That's the ironic thing, that Bernie Sanders is the one who's holding up Hillary Clinton. We thought that would be more of an easy glide to the finish line. And Donald Trump, everybody else has given up. Again, didn't officially clinch, but there you go. Now, Rebecca says, she's interesting, she says the GOP can stop with the phony surprise and outrage. The only objection of the mainline GOP leaders to Trump is that he isn't conservative enough, and he has blown their phony code that allowed people to pretend to be patriots instead of bigots. Trump is the prize for making the GOP the home for bigots under the cover of patriotism, Christianity, and family values. So Rebecca is blowing cover. She says, I shouldn't be so despondent because this is the way it always was. He just came out and said it. Maybe. Now, I reposted an article about Bernie Sanders. Critics now say he's a con man in Daily Politics USA. I haven't read the article yet, so I don't know. But
Kevin Drum of Mother Jones is not a huge fan of Bernie Sanders. He chose that now is the time to give him the following statement that they have been conned by a guy who should know better, the same way dieters get conned by late-night miracle diets, this is what they says in Mother Jones, not to mention paying his wife $90,000 a month to be an advisor, code for taking supporters' money to his home. And as we know, Jane Sanders under a bunch of clouds up in Vermont. Be careful what you wish for. Marty posting an article about Fran Lebowitz. I guess she was on the Tonight Show the other night. I missed it. I love Fran Lebowitz. And she says, I've never loved her more, said Fran Lebowitz during an appearance on the Tonight Show about Hillary Clinton. Everyone has to love her now. She's the one that stands between us and Donald Trump as President of the United States. She says, I'm never saying another bad thing about Hillary Clinton. No matter what you think of her, and you may not love her, but the truth is she knows how to be president. It's a hard job. Not everyone can do it, and certainly not Donald Trump. I'm with you, Fran. I'm with you. But let's stop talking landslide. I'm going to say this every show, because a lot of people in the Democratic Party think there's going to be this huge landslide, and that, to me, plants a seed of complacency where people will just stay home. Because, as I said before, voting is a pain in the neck for a lot of people. You have to take off work sometimes. You have to schlep over to the voting place. You have to park. You have to get out and wait in line. This is going to be crucial. Wait online. Wait on a line around the block if you have to. Make sure you have your voter ID in place. If you're in a swing state, if you're in a place where they're trying to suppress the vote, make sure you have those IDs and make sure people you know who don't have a driver's license maybe, elderly people, minorities, students. Students, I would recommend if you're a college student and you don't live in the district that you, if you're going to school in a different district than you live in, your home base, get an absentee ballot because they're going to try to play around with you this time. This is what we got to keep saying. Dan Jones got a lot of heat. The former White House, Obama White House official who has become a commentator on CNN, he posted a thing on Facebook saying pretty much what I'm saying, but he has a lot more followers than I do, so he got a lot more heat than I get. I get a little heat too, but saying, you know, Donald Trump will likely win because people are assuming there'll be a landslide. Of course, Rush Limbaugh, on the other hand, assumes there'll be a Trump landslide. I think it may be just very close and very too close to call. It's going to get really ugly, and we're going to need all the support we can get, and that means Bernie. You got to get your people behind us. I mean, you got to try to do it. You got to realize what don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. You know, don't throw up your hands and say, "Oh, what's the difference?" There's a big difference, believe me. Learn something, dig a little deeper, find out some stuff. I mean, just as much as there was an article out, I think PolitiFact posted the truthfulness in this election and of the people standing now, the person who's telling the truth most often, Hillary Clinton. Surprising, right? Because for whatever reason, she has this baked-in image of truthfulness and she's not trustworthy. Not so. Now, Donald Trump also has a big history. I mean, he has a treasure trove of crapola attached to him, but people seem to ignore it. I mean, all the chicanery, it's gone on for decades. All the comments, the bigotry, the misogyny, it didn't just start during the election. This has been going on for years. It's out there, but people choose to ignore it. With Hillary, whatever's baked in, they hate her for whatever reason. Somebody said to me the other day at the coffee house, well, a lot of people hate her too. And I said, I understand that. Of course they do, but there is a difference. Look at the difference and decide for yourself who you want to back, of course. Everybody has a right to choose who they want, but look into it a little bit. Don't just assume, oh, I don't like her, so I'm going to take him. Look into him because I don't think you'll like him so much either. That's what I'm saying. What's your take? Twitter feed, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Twitter feed. John said there's no way in hell I would ever vote for Trump after what he said about women and minorities. Okay. But SJ says Hillary's Twitter account is doing nothing but damning Trump and assuming everyone in the U.S. who is Hispanic is somehow of illegal origin, so who's the bigot there? Trump, of course, got some heat yesterday because he posted himself eating a taco bowl on Cinco de Mayo with the caption, I love Hispanics. Well, first of all, that's a stupid quote just because you're eating Mexican food. And secondly, of course, his history doesn't show that with his whole talk about the wall, the nonsense with that, with most people in the GOP even say, I think it was Jeff Flake, who is one of the senators from Arizona. I guess he's not up for re-election, but John McCain is, or are they both? I'm not sure. John McCain, I know, is worried about his re-election bid with Trump at the top of the ticket. But Flake says he's not quite there yet either in terms of endorsing Trump. Some of the things he said are just nutty. Intriguing. And, of course, all the former standard bearers from Bush 41 to Bush 43 to Mitt Romney, and Bob Dole, too, although Bob Dole says he will go to the convention, the three aforementioned will not be attending, but Bob Dole is not yet supporting Donald Trump. A commentator today on CNN said, well, after next week, because Paul Ryan is going to sit down with Trump, they're going to come out arm in arm, and everything's going to be great, because it's just a matter of time. We'll see. But, you know, the Trump people are loud, and Trump does have a way. He's going to try to break through all his deficits that he has with women, with African Americans, with Hispanics, with young people, and maybe he can. I mean, this is what I'm saying. Don't underestimate both the ignorance and the fear and the anger and the desperation of some of the American public, and also don't underestimate his ability to bamboozle them. That's all I can say. He can bamboozle. He's a huckster, and we cannot sit down and be complacent and think that Hillary Clinton, who is a policy wonk, who is a person with her own set of baggage, but with the chops to actually lead, by the way, which should be important but not always is, and with some decency and morality behind her. I mean, I'm sorry, but she's not a bigot. To me, that's enough of a difference. Because maybe Trump's policies will be very similar. I don't know. Maybe in some cases it would be better. But I just can't stand seeing a person like that stand on stage and represent this country on the national stage and have the ability to, God forbid, drop a nuclear bomb if he doesn't like they get into an argument with Kim Jong-un over hair. It could happen. The guy is that thin-skinned. And the Twitter feed, he can't stop himself, I don't think. I know he's got people surrounding him who want to stop him, and then he says, well, I don't want to stop. I am who I am. This got me this far. And that we can only hope will, you know, people say, well, he may implode. When will he implode? It doesn't seem like the people that like him will let him implode no matter what he says or what he does. His comment that he could shoot people on Fifth Avenue in broad daylight and his supporters will still back him, I think it's true. I'm just hoping his supporters don't upend the rest of this country. And there are not enough of them. So that's why all of us have to get out there and vote, even if we're not enthusiastic about Hillary Clinton. She is far better than Donald Trump. And Bernie Sanders? Time to wrap it up or not? I don't know. I have mixed feelings about that. I know a lot of people are vehement that he should just drop out. I don't know that he should drop out. He should wind down, and he should stop talking about trying to sway superdelegates. Also, by the way, okay, Hillary people, I know you're coming after me, it would behoove her to hit the campaign trail for the remaining primary states. I mean, you're still going to make your general election speech. You're pivoting. You've already pivoted to Trump. Fine. But why not win a couple of primaries and not limp into the convention? I mean, that's my point. If Bernie is going to go out there hard and campaign because he's got nothing to lose, he will show up at the convention still shy of all those delegates, but will try to persuade superdelegates because he'll say he's got the momentum. What's the point? You got to campaign anyway, so why not pick Oregon? Why not pick West Virginia, which apparently she's got a big deficit behind with this coal mining debacle, and Trump was in West Virginia yesterday with the Country Roads theme behind him because the Rolling Stones, and I said this the other day, he kept using Start Me Up, and the Rolling Stones finally came out and said, please stop, you know, you got to stop using our music, because they're no fans of Trump. You know that story back years ago in one of his casinos in Atlantic City, and they had a provision, we'll only play if he doesn't show up, because they really thought that little of him. He showed up, and Keith Richards was going to go and stab him, I think is what he said. You're going to take care of this, or am I? And Trump finally left. So they're not big fans of Donald Trump, and they did tell him to stop playing the music, as Neil Young had before. And bequeathed his tune to Bernie Sanders. Music and politics, it's kind of intertwined, right? Hey, what's your view? Reach out via Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Also, this thing about Old Navy and social media is getting out of control sometimes. I don't really understand why people have so much time on their hands, but apparently there was an Old Navy commercial with an interracial couple, and people, racists, coming out of the woodwork, were targeting it. I mean, then we get over this, Cheerios had one, too. There's an underbelly of society that just can't accept how society has changed and is open to all of this biracial couples, et cetera. I mean, I don't know what decade we're in. It's like the bathroom law in North Carolina. Why is this a thing, ever? And certainly, why now? Also, on social media, and Fox News finally shut down their comments section on their website, I guess, because they were talking about Malia Obama going to Harvard and taking a gap year, and there was so much racist garbage coming out about her being an affirmative action candidate. Yeah, she's the daughter of a president, so any daughter of a president, black or white, is going to get into a good college if she wants to. Not to say that she's not an intelligent young woman in her own right, but that goes without saying. But there was all this racist garbage attached to it that is just so toxic and so angry, and I don't – vitriolic. I mean, where does this come from, and why do people want to channel that negative energy like that? I mean, I don't know why people have time for all this stuff anyway, and thank goodness they do, because I like it when people tweet to me and I like people write to me, but certainly you're just stirring up your own – negative toxic brew in your own system when you're spewing all this kind of hate. It's just I don't like to go there. I don't usually look at it that much because I look at my own feed, which is generally positive. Some people come after me and get annoyed with me because they think I'm not siding with their candidate or whatever. But it's a fairly cordial exchange for the most part, thankfully, because I just don't have the time for it or the energy for all that toxicity. I want it out of my life. I don't mind an interchange of ideas. You don't have to agree with me, but you don't have to be disgusting about it. You don't have to be nasty. There's a real nastiness out there that people don't think is a problem to spew into the blogosphere, the Twittersphere, whatever you want to call it, when people can be anonymous. Now, I don't choose to be anonymous. My name is out there, so you know who I am. And there are other people who do the same, famous and otherwise, who just put their real name out there. But some people hide behind all kinds of monikers, and that they think that liberates them from showing any decorum. And I just think, again, this feeds into the whole toxic line of campaigning that Donald Trump has endorsed. And reality show, reality TV tenor that this campaign and this country is going in, with bad behavior being rewarded, bad language being spewed at every given moment, and all this vitriol and anger and fighting about nothing in many cases. It's not productive and or constructive, and I think it can be dangerous and damaging. And I think we're going to have a lot more music shows and a lot more shows focusing on other things in the coming weeks and months. I'm just going to put it out there, because I'm going to finally have to go on that news fast that Dr. Andrew Weil talks about, which is to restrict yourself a couple of days a week or even a few weeks from the news. And don't allow yourself to be taken in, because it can be toxic and it can be depressing. And if you can't do anything about it, it might be better to remove yourself from that environment. And I'm really seriously thinking about it. I'm not there yet, because I'm pretty much a news junkie, as you know, but I'm inching towards that, because I find this election cycle to be very depressing, at least right now. And I find some of the stuff being spewed around from all sides not helpful. And not helpful. So I don't know about you. I don't know how you're feeling, but I certainly would like to hear from you. Twitter feed AB Rice, but be respectful, please. Modicum of respect, I used to always say on one of my old shows. 347-857-4505, also the ticket to the show, if you are listening live on Friday, May 6th. So let's get back to some music here. This is a beauty. You don't always hear this one from Paul Simon. That was Your Mother on the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
Long time ago, yeah, before you was born, dude, when I was still single and life was great, I held this job as a traveling salesman that kept me moving from state to state. Well, I'm standing on the corner of Lafayette, state of Louisiana, wondering where the city bar to go to get a little conversation, drink a little red wine, catch a little bit of those Cajun girls dancing with Zydeco.
Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold.
Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. If you don't understand him, he don't die young. He'll probably just ride away.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars or drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They never stay home and they're always alone. Someone they love.
Cowboys like smoky old pool rooms and clear mountain mornings.
Little warm puppies and children and girls of the night.
Them that don't know him won't like him, and them that do sometimes won't know how to take him.
He ain't wrong, he's just different. But his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive the old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up.
What is the phrase? She isn't quite herself today.
best friend is his mother.
I'm trying to figure out what to get Mom for Mother's Day. Last year, I just got her some stupid flowers. This year, I want to give her something really nice.
What you really want to do is set the bar low.
Oh, I see what you're saying. And then just get her something a tiny bit nicer every year.
No, you set the bar low and you leave it there.
Everybody knows in a second life we all come back sooner or later. As anything from a pussycat to a man-eating alligator. Well, you all may think my story is more fiction than it's fact. But believe it or not, my mother dear decided she'd come back as a car. She's my very own guiding star. A 1928 Porter, that's my mother dear. She helps me through everything I do, and I'm so glad she's here. My mother car, my mother car.
I'm in paradise.
coming like flies round Waterloo underground. The Terry and Julie fuss over the river, Julie feels safe and sound. And
wonderful, pleasant surprise you turn out to be.
Show for a couple of folks, including Susie and Chad. Thanks so much for chiming in. They got to update those lyrics, though. They talk about Jeb Bush, don't you see? You're not just Hillary, but what about Donald Trump? Ouch. Waterloo Sunset from the Kinks for Addie and her mom. My Mother the Car, the theme from that crazy 60s sitcom starring Jerry Van Dyke and Ann Southern as his mother, who comes back as a 1950, is it 58, 55 Porter, whatever it is. We did a little diggy. I think the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band sings that theme. I'm not sure, but I think that's who it is. Your mother should know, Magical Mystery Tour music from the Beatles for Carmen, who says one of the best gifts my mom gave me was a love of the Beatles. By the way, she loves your show. Well, thank you, Carmen and Carmen's mom. Glad you enjoyed the show, the song and the show. Oh, Mama, the drama behind the Mamas and the Papas song. I saw her again last night. The backstory is what was going on almost broke them up. As it's told, Michelle and John were married, but Michelle was having a not-so-secret affair with Denny Doherty, who was the object of Cass Elliot's affections. Almost blew them to smithereens, but somehow they came out of it okay and had a top-10 hit with that song. There you go. That one for Lenore. Thanks for chiming in. And, hey, mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Willie and Waylon, for sure, and that was your mother from Paul Simon. I like that one. Usually on Mother's Day, they roll out Mother and Child Reunion, but I'm partial to that one. How about you? Reach out with your Mother's Day views, also politics, anything else, via Twitter, AB Writes, 347-857-4505, if you're listening live on Friday, May 6th, and the Facebook page is open as well. So as far as Mother's Day goes, Carrie says, love my mom, going to go see Mother's Day with her. The best movie about moms, I Love Mama. I'm sure they'll play it on cable. That's a good one. But, you know, I'm partial to those low-rent Lifetime movies. They don't show them as much. They used to always have, like, marathons. Maybe they will this year. I don't know. But the ones I like were back from the 90s. In fact, 1997, both of these, The Perfect Mother, starring Tyne Daly as a Greek immigrant who tries to hire a hitman, I think, to bump off her daughter-in-law. And then there was also Joanna Kearns in Mother Knows Best, a movie about a woman who kind of pushes her daughter to get married, but then decides she doesn't like the guy and hires a hitman to kill her son-in-law. So pick your poison, daughter-in-law, son-in-laws. It's all equal opportunity assassinations on Lifetime, or it was in the good old days. I don't know. It's so funny. But anyway, we chat with your take on Mom's Day. AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. And, of course, what to get Mom is always a question. So, here's one. It's an interesting request from Danny, who says, please play Ohio from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young for my mom. She gave me the gift of history and told me all about what it was like back in the 60s and 70s and that horrible, fateful day at Kent State. The Ohio, which, of course, commemorates that horrible day, May 4th, 1970, the Kent State Massacre. So here it is, CSNY. I'm Amy Bethurkwe Show.
Soldiers and Nixon coming, we're finally on our own. apple of my eye. Don't know when and I don't know why. You're the only reason I keep on coming home. Sweet pea, what's all of this about? Don't get your way, all you do is fuss and pout. You're the only reason I keep on coming home. I'm like the rock of Gibraltar, I always seem to falter, and the words just get in the way. Oh, I know I'm gonna crumble, and I'm trying to stay humble, but I never think before I say. Of my soul, I know sometimes I'm out of control. You're the only reason I keep on coming. You're the only reason I keep on coming. Yeah, you're the only reason I keep on coming
guess you could call her the mother of all cougars. Mrs. Robinson, Lemonheads, with their rocked-out version of the Simon and Garfunkel tune on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show for Erica. Also, beauty from Amos Lee, Sweet Pea, on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Twitter feed of buzz at AB Rice. Nixie, hey, another great show, she says. Like the music, and you're off the charts with your commentary. I hear you. Yeah, I hear you. I'm getting a little passionate here. I got to take a breather from time to time, as they say. Thanks for chiming in, Nixie. Appreciate it. Pearlie also chiming in. Another great show. Love it, AB. Thank you. Well, thank you. In the Inspiration Action Challenge success story today, Rebecca, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, says she's writing, I'm trying a crime novel. I love your books, by the way, and your show, and thank you so much for the inspiration. Well, thank you, Rebecca. I appreciate all the kind words, and good luck to you. Hope it keeps working. Hey, if the Inspiration Action Challenge has worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. So send us a love note over at the website, amybetharkawy.com. That's A-R-K-A-W-Y, easy access via the Twitter feed. Hey, if you need a cajoling lesson there, a little creativity coaching, counseling conversation, let's start one. First one, you know, is always on me. I ask you to give me a week, maybe 2 weeks, to connect, and we'll try to get you on the right track, if possible. And it is possible, of course. If you want to do it, you can. I know you can. Hey, by the way, while you're at the website, you can peruse my stories. The aforementioned Eliza Gordon mysteries are all available for you. Killing Time, Dead Silent, the brand spanking new one, Murder, She Tweets, ebook, paperback from Cozy Cat Press. You can also find out information about a whole bunch of things, including the Cozy Cat Press group mystery, Chasing the Codex. All there for you. Coaching, radio show, guest suggestions if you'd like, or Forgotten 45s. Chime in. Always love to hear from you. Over at the website, amybetharkawy.com. So I want to send a couple of songs out to my mom. She has interesting musical tastes. They tend towards an earlier generation, but here's one, and goodness knows why they don't write these songs like these anymore. It's the Ames Brothers and Ragmar, R-A-G-G-M-O-P-P. I'm the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Happy Mom, say Mom.
Very extraordinary. he is even more than anyone that you adore can love, is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.
Mother-in-law, Ernie K. Doe on the Every Good Third Glee Show for Alicia, and via Twitter just now for David. Hey, no questions asked, kids. Thanks for coming out of the shadows for that one. And a pair for my mom, Big Nat King Cole fan, L-O-V-E, spells love, and of course that kooky novelty record from the 50s, The Ames Brothers and Ragmop. Hope you enjoyed, Mom. I'll catch you later on official Mother's Day. Glitterfina Buzz at AV Rights. Rico chiming in. Hey, love your show and the commentary, too. But guess what? Sorry, I'm voting for Trump. Ouch. All right. Hey, I'm glad you're joining me because I can take it if you can. I don't get it, but you're entitled, and I like to field comers from all directions, as they say. Looking for something to watch this weekend? I recommend, I just thought last night, a beautiful movie available now on DVD and Blu-ray, Brooklyn. It's an old-fashioned love story. Saoirse Ronan, real star turn, got nominated, I think, for an Oscar, but somehow missed out to Brie Larson. No offense, decent actress, but that movie Room, not quite. But Brooklyn, I think you're going to love it. It's an old-fashioned love story. Check it out if you're so inclined with your mom or by yourself. You never know. On the Twitter feed, Callie says, I'm going to see Mother's Day. Hope it's good. Doubt it will be, but I'm going anyway. That's the spirit. And please buy an overpriced big tub of popcorn, too, because you'll keep the economy moving and make America great again. All right. Also, tomorrow is the Kentucky Derby. It's the first leg of the Triple Crown. Last year we had one, the American Pharoah. Can we do it again this year? I don't know who's in the running or who's the favorite. But they did have back-to-back Triple Crowns back in the 70s, right, 77 and 78, I think. So you never know. It could happen. We've got to roll this one out every year. Oh, boy, do I miss the late, great Dan Fogelberg, but his music is still here, and this is a beauty. Run for the Roses on the Amy Beth Erkowitz Show.
Joined in the dance. Seven lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Outside a general store, they said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes.
I love you, Mommy, the greatest.
Kentucky woman, she shines with her own kind of light. She look at you once in a day, that's all wrong, that's all right. And I love her, God knows I love her.
Kentucky woman,
she gets to know you, she goes to own you.
Kentucky woman,
well, she ain't the kind make heads turn at the drop of her name. Something inside that you've got turns you on just the same. And she loves me, God knows she loves me.
Woman,
she gets to know you, she goes to own you.
Kentucky woman,
I don't want much. Good love there beneath my feet, gentle touch from that one girl, and life is sweet and good.
Woman,
Your crazy hats and head to Kentucky with Neil Diamond and Kentucky Woman on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. A Forgotten 45 for Hal from Elvis Presley, Kentucky Rain, and the annual Run for the Roses, a beauty from Dan Fogelberg as we get ready for Kentucky Derby 2016. First leg of maybe another Triple Crown. You just don't know. Hey, thanks so much for playing with us in real time. You can keep in touch with the show via friending me at Facebook. Following our producer, Trudy Hart, at Radio Trudy. You got to update that Twitter account, Trudy. And follow me. I do check in 24-7 with you at AB Writes. You can follow the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show at the BTR site, also on Stitcher, Mixcloud. Download episodes at iTunes and NetNow, and all roads lead back to the website, amybetharkowitz.com. Be on the listen for select editions, too, on Arts Radio Network and PopNet. Got it all in. Indeed, I did. All right. So, hey, have yourself a great weekend. Whatever you do, wherever you go, please drive safe, play nice, dream big, and whether you're spending time with your mom or calling her or reveling in her memory, we'll leave you with a powerful one. It's from Pink Floyd's The Wall. It's Mother on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Take care. We'll talk next time.
Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? Do you think they'll like this song? Mother, do you think they'll try to break my balls?
coming. Mother didn't need to be so high.